This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
After weeks and months of absolute torture, here we finally are. Game week 38 is on the horizon. This is Triple Captain for one last time this season. Well, maybe we might have another one at the end of the season. But this is the last game week episode. Game week 38, here we are. My name's Rich Wolfenden, Radio X presenter, TalkSport commentator. And I, for one, cannot wait for this season to be over. It has been so frustrating. Anyway, as always, joined by Background Ben and my good friend, Luke Jerdy. Background Ben's my good friend as well. Sorry, Ben.
Background Ben's here. And also my good friend. Yeah. Here's my acquaintance, Ben, and my friend, Luke. Cheers, Rich. Yeah, what an intro. I'm Luke Jerdy. And I tell you what, it was lovely to have a Friday night last night and no football to be on. It really was. Oh. I just completely forgot about it. All of these 6:30 Friday deadlines, or even earlier sometimes, have just been just too much to think about, isn't it, really? And I'm like you. I'm quite looking forward to the break, and then we can enjoy the Euros. I will not be playing Euro 2020 fantasy football. No, thank you. I'll just be enjoying the games. We're recording on a Saturday morning for the first time probably ever this season, I'd imagine.
I know, yeah.
Which is nice because obviously all the games kick off at 4 p.m. tomorrow. They're all on at the same time, so you've got 90 minutes to focus on your FPL team, and that is it. And then it is done. Let's have a super quick rundown of our game week 37. Then we're going to talk about our top three players that we're thinking about transferring in for this week. Then we'll talk captains, and then we'll sign off, and we'll probably have a longer episode after game week 38 to do an end of season review, where we'll talk about the season as a whole, mistakes we made, good things that we did, things we're going to take into next season if we all indeed decide to carry on with fantasy football. I think we will. I think we're just about clinging on to fantasy football and hoping once football gets back to normal, we'll be more kind of encouraged by FPL. So how did you get on, Rich, game week 37?
Game week 37, it's pretty much gone the same way as the previous 3 weeks. So from game week 34 to game week 37, I haven't left the 640k mark. I've gone 649, 641, 640, 644. So I've just kind of got a little bit above the average a little bit above the average for each game week. So I've gone down a little bit or gone up a little bit. So it's 49 I got for this game week. Rather disappointing. I decided in the end not to make any transfers. I've got to apologise for not being on the last episode as well, because I was out from about 2:30 in the afternoon until about, 5 a.m. or something like that. So I had an almighty marathon of a day. So apologies. And that obviously affected my FPL score, because everybody let me down, apart from Patrick Bamford. He got me a nice 12. Jesse Lingard got an assist. Dean got his clean sheet, and I think he got a bonus as well, actually, Luca Dean. And then, yeah, that's it. Captain was on Salah, so he only got 6. I had Kelechi sat on the bench with 6. When I saw that he wasn't starting, I was like, oh, great decision. Brilliant decision to leave Kelechi on the bench and bring in Reguilón instead. But then Kelechi scored, and Reguilón scored one of the most fantastic own goals I've ever seen.
Yeah, stunning.
So another brilliant bit of management for Harry's big night out there. So 49 points overall, which puts me on 2,189. So yeah, 644K in the world. If I'm to push for that final top 500K on the last game week, it's going to have to be an almighty swing of some points, but you never know. Reguilón could bang in a hat-trick of brilliant goals to make up for last week, but I highly doubt that. How about you?
Yeah, I got a bang on the average, 43 points. Another really, really disappointing week. And if it wasn't for Lingard and Antonio in that 88th minute of the West Ham game, I would have been out of the top 100K. It was looking very, very bad at one point. I had Richarlison sat on my bench.
Oh,
for good reason. You know, we've spoken about Richarlison, how poor he's been and how poor Everton have been. he only scores the winning goal and gets 9 points. I've also got Nat Phillips on my bench, who got 13 points. He scored and Liverpool kept a clean sheet. I was like, how have I done this week? How have I done this? If those two were in my team, anyway, it's classic me this year. I feel like I've had so many points on my bench this year. And it's probably a lesson learned really for next year to just fill the bench with those cheap players that you're never going to play, because then you haven't got the disappointment. And if they come on, it's a 2 point or whatever. You haven't got that disappointment, but gosh, yeah, they scored a total of 22 points. Phillips, Richarlison on the bench there. And yeah, people on the pitch just didn't perform. I kept Mahrez and he got an assist, which was nice. Bale, I brought Gareth Bale in and then he was benched. I also captained Bale and he was benched. Terrible decision, really. I mean, it's too risky. It's not my way of playing, but to be fair, it's not like I've really, really disliked these last game weeks. It has been fun still. So it's not like I'm going, no, why did I do that? 43 points. And I am clinging on, thanks to Antonio and Lingard, I'm clinging on to the top 100K. I'm 94K. So I think, to be honest, this game week, I'm probably going to play it a little bit safer just to try and consolidate that top 100K. I don't want to drop out the top 100K. I feel like I should consolidate that position and then I will have achieved three top 100K finishes in a row.
Nice.
Which wouldn't be too bad. I can't see, I mean, I'd have to have an absolutely mega week to get back in the top 50K. So as long as I can consolidate my 100K, I'm quite happy with that. But what about you, Ben?
Sorry, I was going to say, but finishing in that top 100K is basically the advert for our podcast, so please finish in the top 100K.
Yeah, essentially, it will sound a lot better next season, won't it, to go, Luke Jolly, three in a row, top 100K finisher.
Yeah, much better. Sorry, Ben.
It's still not where I'd like to be, but I know where I've gone wrong this season. It's not like I'm scratching my head going, I don't know what I'm doing. On, Ben.
75 points this week, minus four. So 71. Lying. Yeah, I've played my bench boost. So I got 21 points for my bench. Is that good for a bench boost? It's
yes, all right, very good. Very good.
Bro. And the main thing I'd like to talk about is that I followed our advice, Luke, and I bought in Joe Willock, who scored 11 points.
Come on, I'm so glad one of us did. Yeah.
Yeah.
but it's taken me.
Yeah,
I mean, exactly. It was brilliant, wasn't it? Because I was listening back to our episode, our preview for 37, and literally at the end of the pod, I said, "So basically, our advice is buy Joe Willock," and then he scored 11 points. The week before, we tipped Jack Harrison; he scored 16. We're on a roll here, boys, and I haven't brought either of them in.
No.
Well, I'm glad I bought in Joe Willock. I also bought in Reece Williams, who scored me 6, and I bought in Salah as well. I captained Salah, and obviously only 3 points from Salah. He should have had a few finishes, I think, Salah. Who's so, like, I don't know what's... He's going to have a big final game week still, I think. But I was just very disappointed to see only 3 points, especially when captain's armband was on him.
He misses a lot of chances, Salah, doesn't he?
Yeah, loads. But no, feeling good. I'm my aim, because I've had the worst season ever since game week one, when it was that blank game week. It just threw me right off, and I've just messed up throughout the whole season. A few unlucky moments of players not playing because of corona, training grounds getting closed down, etc. But my aim was to get in the top 1 million, and I'm there. So I'm delighted to be in the top 1 million.
Yeah, that's brilliant. I mean, look at your game week history, Ben, because what was your lowest rank and what have you gone from and to? Because I feel like you've done really well to get back to that top million.
At one point, I was 4.5 million. That was like, I can't remember what game week that was, but that was that was still first third of the season, because I've been saying this is a season of three thirds, not a season of two halves. And yeah, so even in January, I think I was about 3 million in January. So, you know, I've clawed it back.
Again, that's a brilliant advert for the podcast, though, that we can, like, even if you join the podcast late, you know, we'll turn around your season with our
exactly
great advice.
Yeah, there's been periods of the season where at least one of us has been doing really, really well. That's good. We've not all done
good job.
The
three of us
at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't think. But that's
it's
brilliant.
Just purely numbers.
But that is great that you stuck at it and got yourself back into the top million. That's brilliant.
Great.
So yeah, well done there. Let's just go. Our top three choices to bring in for the final game week of the season. What are we thinking? Should we do it in respect of our own teams, or should we do it as if we had unlimited budget?
I reckon, yeah, we'd do it as if we had a free hit for this game week, that sort of thing. Personally, I don't think you can really overlook Liverpool for this game week. The best team in terms of attacking stats, they're at home pushing, trying to consolidate European football. They've got Crystal Palace, who've got nothing left to play for. They're going to have fans in Anfield. Just everything just adds up for an absolute Liverpool domination for this game week. So you just can't really be looking beyond any of those Liverpool front three. I don't think... I talked about Firmino a couple of weeks ago, and he's been great since, because we said he's unpredictable, but he's been quite consistent over the last few game weeks. But I really want to bring in Mane. Mane is probably going to be my top choice to bring in. I've already got Salah, but I feel like Mane maybe not had the best of seasons. Now he's got fans back in Anfield. That could be the little, you know, kick up the backside, which means he'll get in the right place, finish off the opportunities that are presented to him, that sort of thing. So yeah, I go Mane for my first choice. Second choice, even though we've just said he's been missing a lot of opportunities, he's still getting opportunities. Mo Salah, over past seasons, he's finished those opportunities. This season he's finished opportunities as well, because he's still going for the golden boot, isn't he? So I'd go for Salah, Mane, and then just because it is so written in the stars that he will score, it's Sergio Aguero. It's a lot of money. And he's had a terrible season because he's been out injured. He's not been able to force his way into the side. But he's Manchester City's greatest ever league goal scorer. And he's one of the greatest strikers in the history of the Premier League. And he's like an FPL kind of legend in a way, because he used to score so many points in FPL over the previous seasons. So I'm thinking of bringing in Sergio Aguero. But that would mean getting rid of Harry Kane. But Tottenham are in disarray, so it might not be the worst transfer in the world. But yeah, those are my three transfers that I'll hopefully try and squeeze into my team.
Yeah, I like that, because you've gone for a couple of like fairly safe options, and then Aguero's the risky pick, isn't he there? Because is he even fit? I mean, we don't know. I'm sure if he is, he will absolutely start, and fans will be back at the Etihad, and it'll be a brilliant farewell for him. But you know he will get brought off, because he'll get the standing ovation.
Yeah.
It's what minute does Pep bring him off? Does he wait for him to score? But you're absolutely right, Rich. Like, if City get a penalty, Aguero will be taking it. Like, they will be trying their utmost to get him some goals, won't they? So it's well worth a punt, I think, if you're just behind someone in your mini league or something, and there's not many points in it, get Aguero in, captain him. You never know. He might score a hat-trick on the final day, and suddenly you're top of your mini league.
Okay, I'm in exactly that situation. Is it worth Aguero for a -4? Because my brother is above us in our mini league, and what he said he's going to do is he's worked it out that he could take... I'm 13 points behind him. He's worked out that he could take a -12 and have my exact team from last week. So that therefore, he doesn't know what changes I've made. So I'm actually a bit nervous
He's not going to do that, surely.
What's riding on it?
He would do. If it means that I don't beat him, he'd do it, for sure.
All right, well, don't reveal on the pod exactly what you're going to do.
Yeah,
we'll give you a few options. I don't think, if you're chasing him and you're 13 points behind, don't take a -4.
Yeah, okay.
I think your team's, I think your team's strong enough. Even for Aguero, Aguero's such a risk. He's not had a good season, has he? It's such a risk. And he's injured all the time. If you could do it for free and not take a -4, then I'd maybe consider it. But I think there's other differentials that you could put in this week that could make the difference. But yeah, Rich, I agree with you. I'll be playing it safe this week with a Mo Salah captain. I think you're absolutely bang on. It could be huge goals against Palace. I think the last time they played him was that like 7-0 or whatever it was. Palace will set up defensively, but you're right. Liverpool are at Anfield. They have to win for top four. I think that game will ride on if they score early. If they score early, shackles will be off, and that'll be it. It'll be a goal fest, and they'll get top four. On the flip side of that, if Palace play defensively, it could start getting cagey. Benteke's on a bit of form. Liverpool aren't the best at the back. You never know. But I think, I'm going with Salah, and I think I'll probably start with Alexander-Arnold and Phillips. I think the double up of Salah and Mane is a good shout as well. That could be a great differential for the final game week. I'm going to talk about two teams that are playing, that have got good fixtures. I'm looking at Leeds and I'm looking at Burnley. So my three picks this week are Rafinha, Jack Harrison and Chris Wood of Burnley. So Dallas or Bamford. Leeds are interchangeable for me. I've got Dallas already. I'm looking at, I mean, I could possibly take a -4. I'm not sure if I will, but I've got Mahrez and Bale in my team who aren't guaranteed to start at all. Mm. So I think Mahrez out for someone like Rafinha would be a good option for me, or Harrison. I could take Bale out for Harrison and have triple Leeds. I think triple Leeds is a good shout this weekend because it's the first time fans are inside Elland Road since they've been in the Premier League. It's going to be an absolute party.
That's
isn't
a
it?
Show.
They're going to want to put on a show. So I think you'd be mad to not go for a bit of Leeds attack as well. And Dallas has had the most shots from Leeds in the last few game weeks. He's due one of his big 15-pointers.
Oh,
so fingers
no.
crossed that's this week. and Chris Wood's playing Sheffield United. Burnley are playing Sheffield United. It's at Sheffield United, so it's a bit more of a could be nil-nil. But Chris Wood's had a great season, so I think he'd be my option. He'd be my option there. I think even if I was on a free hit, I think that's what I'd be looking at because I agree with you about Liverpool and City are too hard to predict and the other fixtures aren't that tasty.
That's the only thing that worries me about Burnley going to Sheffield United. You know, Sheffield United have actually improved since their relegation has been confirmed. Yeah. I mean, they beat us at Goodison, which everyone's managed to do this season. But I feel like maybe if there's going to be a goal, it will only be one. And the likelihood of that being Wood is probably quite high. But, you know, Sheffield United, are the crowd going to be up for it? They probably will, even though they're already relegated. So that might give them a little boost. And, you know, they could concede. But if you're looking for goals, then, you know, Wood's probably the best bet on that in that fixture.
Yeah, and I've kept an eye on those teams over the past few weeks that have been playing your Sheffield United, your West Broms. And it was the clear example last week with Joe Willock. He looked the most likely out of Newcastle to score, and they were playing Sheffield United. So it was like, well, Willock's a good option. And obviously that happened. West Ham playing West Brom as well. Lingard and Antonio both returned. But I think it makes more sense to target Leeds for that home fixture. If you haven't got two or three of them already, get their attack in, because that could be anything, couldn't it? That could really be any score,
honestly.
Ben, what about you?
Salah number one. As Rich said, fans at Anfield, he's ruthless, he's greedy, he wants that top scorer. He could potentially be eyeing up a move as well. I've seen a few different rumours flying around. You know, when people Photoshop Salah's head onto different kits. I've seen PSG that. Mentioned a couple of times, actually. But anyway, I think Salah's number one. My other two are two players who've had great runs of form this season, who haven't particularly done brilliantly over the last few weeks, but I think the final day. First one is Rafinha. I think he's been so close every week for the last few weeks for Leeds. Rafinha is my second pick. And yes, he got his assist, but I'm expecting him to bang in a couple of goals against Southampton at home. Jesse Lingard, he's desperate to go to the Euros. He's going to perform. I think he's going to have a stunning game week against that Southampton defence.
I'm intrigued by Lingard because he's kind of... I mean, he got an assist last week, didn't he? But his goals have kind of dried up a little bit. I mean, I hope for him that, you know, he... And for West Ham, that he delivers. Because West Ham have had a brilliant season. And obviously, they're going to get Europa League, which is amazing. And I just hope for David Moyes that he manages to keep Lingard for next season. Because I just think that if he goes back to Manchester United, he's just going to have the same, you know, treatment that he had before he left for West Ham. So it'd be a great move for Lingard if he went to West Ham.
Yeah, I think Ollie will let him go because I think that slight drop off in form was always going to happen for Lingard because of his because of his finishing. He was scoring spectacular goals, wasn't he? And no player can keep that up unless you're, you know, Ronaldo and Messi, and even they have patches where they're not scoring spectacular goals. So I think he was always going to drop off slightly. But he's still a good option. And if he stays at West Ham, I think he'll probably be a good option next year. I'd imagine his price will go up to probably like 9 million, I reckon. Nine and a half million. Well, I think so. Because of his scoring rate, he was... Like his points per game was like up there with the best, wasn't it? I think he was the best in the league. So
he had five and four.
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll be at least $8.5 million next season.
I agree. Yeah. And I love these kind of conversations. I love the speculation chats. And we'll be doing more of this in our end of season episode next week. Player prediction prices, three Ps. We love it.
Excellent. So yeah, I think we've gone through a good few options there. And captains this week, are we all on Mo Salah?
Oh, God, yeah.
It's either him or Mane, but it's probably got to be Salah for the... because he's just pushing for that golden boot, which gives him the slight edge. And he's got more goals this season anyway, so it would make sense to do Mo Salah.
He's got the better fixture, hasn't he, over Kane? I mean, Kane, who knows what will happen with Spurs away at Leicester. That's a big match, isn't it?
So please let them lose, because I would love to be in the first ever UEFA Conference League. And our season starts the weekend after this one finishes. But I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Everton away to places like Steaua Bucharest and Midtjylland and that sort of thing. I'm all for it. Please let it happen.
It's a shame you got City in it for that final fixture.
I know. But, you know, as long as we better Tottenham's results, you know, we get into Europe. But, you know, if we get a draw, I'll take that.
Come on, Leicester.
Come on, Leicester. Come on, Everton. Sound? Is that us done then for another 38 game weeks?
That is. We've managed to do an episode preview for every single game week this season, which I think we should be proud of, considering we completely do this for absolutely free, and we've managed, despite the madness of this season, to get an episode out every single game week. So well done, lads. I'm proud.
Well done,
of
boys. Very good. Very professional. Even though we have just woken up to do this podcast.
And you missed last week because you were too pissed.
Hungover.
Sorry, yeah.
So enjoy the last game week of the season, and just enjoy that 90 minutes of keeping an eye on the scores, and then it is over. It's this long Friday to Monday, game on live.
Is Gillette Soccer Saturday going to be on, but the Sunday version? Because that will be so, so good. I've not watched that show.
I'm sure it will be.
It's so long. Jeff Stelling and Paul Merson and all them just on the table. Oh, that's going to feel nostalgic watching that. That might be my Sunday afternoon planned right there.
Yeah, I don't know what game I'm going to watch, because I'm not really interested in watching United. It would depend on the lineup, but we've already secured second place and we've got the Europa League final on Wednesday. Yeah. So I'm not sure what game I'm going to watch. Probably just keep switching over.
Might as well. Why not? Entertain. Flip through all the exciting games, like, you know, West Ham v Southampton and Leeds v West Brom. This could be your last opportunity to watch Sam Allardyce in the Premier League for a long time.
Oh, yeah. So, can't wait. Yeah.
Well, I guess all that's left to say is follow us at TripleCaptain3 on Instagram and Twitter. And best of luck with the final game week, everyone. And keep your eye out for that end of season wrap up that will be coming in the next week or so. Best of luck.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Men Lose Weight.
This is Men Lose Weight, a podcast about four blokes who partied hard through their 20s together, and now they think maybe we should try and lose a bit of weight in their 30s together.
Be honest now, lads. Have you ever been in the middle of a personal trainer session and feigned an injury?
Guys, so I moved from Birmingham to Nottingham 2 years ago, right? Turns out I've been paying for a gym for 2 years that I live over 100 miles away from.
I guarantee at one point or another, he said, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels.
Obviously didn't try that pizza. Did you try that pizza that came out this year? The one good thing about 2020 where it's like KFC and pizza combined.
I have lost £3 this week.
Just so you know the numbers, I've also lost £3 this week.
Whoa!
I'm down to 17 stone 4.
I have also lost £3 this week.
What? You are joking me.
I am £1 down this week.
It's all
well
good,
done, mate.
We've all lost progress. which is definitely better than last week, boys. Well done.
A lot better than last week.
£10 in a week, boys.
What? That's like a bait. That's more than my baby weighed when he was born. So we've lost that collectively in a week. So, I mean, if you want to look at that, that's pretty decent, isn't it?
Men Lose Weight from Sound Rebel. Listen now on your chosen podcast app.